Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Such a treat to have Gaynellyn Condi with me this week, popular speaker, host, author, and mental health advocate. Mary Richards is here, my former colleague from KSL, now a journalist for the Church News. And Meg Holbrook is with me, senior vice president with Zions Bank. I have been watching these protests, and they appear to be pro-Palestinian protests going on college campuses all over the country. And there have been arrests in some cases. I see the tents out. You know, sometimes they're staying there for long periods of time. And I hear two different kinds of opinions about the protests. One opinion says they are all anti-Semitic. They are all anti-Semitic, and they are pro-Hamas. And they, therefore, are just uneducated kids that don't understand what's happening in the world. The other comment I hear is they are not pro-Hamas. They are pro-Palestinian. They just want the Palestinians to stop being killed in Gaza. And they are pro-Jewish people. They might not be pro the Israeli government. And they make a distinction there. So when you look at these, Mary, what do you see?
I see anti-Semitism. And maybe I don't understand the whole thing, but that hurts my heart. And I see matching tents, and that seems to be a very organized event, not this springing up out of just a natural desire, but an organized way to hold. I'm sad. I don't think I would want my children to go to a school like that at all, to a college like that, where people are feeling unsafe and threatened for their very existence, to be like that. When we've had teachings from our leaders to say that hate has no place in our society like this at all, to feel unsafe walking onto to where you've paid money to go to school and you're going to be attacked for who you are, when everybody should be reaching out in love toward each other, is what so many religious leaders teach. We are all brothers and sisters. We are on this earth to learn how to be kind and get along, and these kinds of protests have no place in that, in my opinion.
Gaynellyn, how do you see these protests?
I have so many thoughts, so I'm going to try to like zoom in. Number one, I've been building quietly, maybe not so quietly the last year, an interfaith community online and YouTube. And my All Faith Keepers content is growing slowly, but I was able to attend a Ramadan dinner. I have interviewed Rabbi Brad, a rabbi from New York. Recently just saw a Jewish Columbia professor saying, please don't buy into the rhetoric that this is all anti-Semitic. I think there's a couple of issues going on. I think church and religious leaders and community leaders are definitely holding space for all people want to feel safe. And there's definitely major issues with getting resources and help to the Palestinians. And there's the sacred and the Jewish perspective is on another side of responding to an attack, right? But when you look at what educational leaders are looking at when tent cities are going up, that's very different than a child of the 70s. I mean, I was born in 71, right? Protests on college campuses is not a new headline. That's not a new headline. And so I always like to kind of go below, to quote Boyd Matheson, below the headline. Why is there a protest? And I think it points to the fact that, one, this is a complex issue, and two, people want to feel their voices heard. What this Jewish professor from Columbia said is, do not hijack my Judaism in the face of wanting to create a conflict. And I think sometimes in this clickbaity world, are we really seeing what the protests are about? And are we grouping everything in to either pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian, anti-Semitic, or is there a deeper issue that is being fed by creating these tent city kind of experiences and this protest? So I don't have an answer on that. I just think it's much more complex than we think. And the algorithms are going to reward anything as clickbaity. And when we create a conflict just to create a conflict, we're really not solving a problem. And I think what every student and parent and professor and religious leader wants to have is peace. I don't think there's any human on the planet that doesn't want that peace. But the way we get there is having some complex conversations. And I don't know if putting a tent up and never leaving a campus is going to solve the problem and answer the pain.
Interesting. Meg, how do you see these protests?
Well, it does remind me of Vietnam, but I think a couple of things are going on. The people that are protesting for Gaza, they want justice for the oppressed, what they see that. And the way they're protesting also eliminates the other side, because the state of Israel was oppressed and attacked and people were murdered. And I think Hamas started it, and they knew what would happen, the consequences. They wanted the world to be a tinderbox. And the Middle East with Iran, I think people were very nervous because Israel was actually dealing with the United Arab Emirates. They were talking, at least. They threw a bomb and everything. But on the college campuses, if you have chaos, you can't function. And rules actually have meaning. And the tents and everything else, they violate the rules. And it's very hard. And you violate other people's space. People talk about it. Brandeis University put out a thing, you know, we are a Jewish university. If you feel oppressed at Columbia, come here. This is America. This makes me very sad. But I'll say this. Speaker Johnson went to Columbia the other day, and he said, go back to class, please. Be upset, register your oppression, but go back to class. And, you know, and then one last thing, it kind of boils down into, and this is a very simplistic definition, and it's based on Dr. Klingman, who did this years ago. Conservatives believe in civilization against barbarianism. That's very broad, but progressives want to fight against the oppressor, against the oppressed. And they want to continue to do that. And I think that's what's going on, those philosophies. The other thing is, our nation has been so upset for years, since the Trump administration, and just on different ways, partisanship, so angry, civility, comedy is gone. And that's not comedy, it's comedy. And I think this is just another indication of America is upset.
We'll take another break and be back with my wonderful guest this week on A Woman's View, back in a moment.